outfit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Zen Rider, and we got co-host Sean B with us tonight. Lots of technical difficulties, from mics, headphones, to just plain logging in and internet, to rainstorms, thunder, you name it. Our live video on Instagram just paused, so no worries. Sorry, guys, we are having some serious technical difficulties. Well, here we are finally, 3 minutes late logging on, but here we are. So basically, usually Wednesdays is going to be for like world news and stuff like Trump. Fuck Trump, right? Because I'm all about fuck Trump. Like, seriously, just fuck Trump. I don't know. We're kind of winging it now because we were kind of losing a little bit of hope because it's taking way too long to even get on the radio, let alone Instagram, doing anything live. YouTube will be ready in 24 hours. Come to find out because how ill-prepared we really are. So. But that's why we're here. So I have a few things. He's got some stuff. Thank God this is 360 and we'll catch us both because we're working with one headset and one microphone. Really, we should be doing this. So, for the news of today.
Zen? Zen, what do you have? Trump, fuck Trump, remember?
Fuck Trump. No, a lot of stuff is going on. I had notes on this, but everything was so messed up, I feel like I don't want to do world news right now. So, I am mad. I'm very mad. I should have cat ear headphones right now with a microphone. Thank you very much. So, back to you, Sean, with sports.
Me with sports.
Do it. This is testing, by the way.
Yeah, we're just testing.
This episode is going to be shit anyway, but thanks for tuning in.
I'm waiting on my friend Dirty Red to call in to the show because we argue about sports.
We're going to argue about sports.
You know, anybody want to argue about Lakers and LeBron James next year? Yeah, we're going to win the championship. And, we're going to win.
Is it James Harden? James Harden sucks.
Yeah, James Harden does suck, and he did get his old teammate Russell Westbrook back on his team. So I want to see who's going to get the ball.
Who's going to get the
ball? Both of them are ball hogs, so. But, just here chilling it out with Jen. She blames me for everything. We argue every day. It's always my fault.
This is why we have a show. So, I got a joke for you. Do I have a joke for you? It's very possible. This is not my phone.
No.
This is your phone.
Why do you have
Where's my phone?
Your phone went live on your phone.
No, I have a second phone, which had all of my stuff on it. See, this is why we have a fucking show. Now back to my joke.
See, it's always my fault, but it's not my fault.
Isn't?
I'm just the guy that takes all the shit.
He's just the guy that takes all her shit. My shit.
All her dumpster shit, she dumps it on me. I am like the trash receptacle for her. Ain't no people have a right to know.
All right. Let me get my notes and we'll start on my notes. Tell them what you're going to do.
What am I going to do?
Yes.
I'm doing. My show is going to be about sports and any kind of gossip about rappers, any gossip about sports, NFL, NBA. I don't do hockey and all that crazy shit.
You're
going to
do hockey?
No, I don't do hockey and baseball, no.
No hockey, no baseball. So for all you baseball,
the hot dog eating contest maybe, but you know,
hot dog eating
man, yeah, that's a big deal.
All right, so I have some news today, and I got it down to my phone because who the fuck writes shit anymore? So let me pull that up, and if anyone's tuning in. Thanks for even bothering. It's just been such a crazy day. So So, not a lot of people are talking about this. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm going to bring up the story, and then I'm going to say my 2 cents on it. Because what makes me really mad is what I'm about to tell you. So, the founder of the African American Museum in Louisiana was found dead about 2 days ago, maybe 3 days now. I've been following the story since I first heard about it. We had a bet. I lost. But initially, everyone was kind of thinking, well, she's an activist, and, you know, maybe it was racially motivated. Turns out, that is not the case.
Murder capital of the world.
I thought Chicago was the murder capital.
No, Baton Rouge, Louisiana is the murder capital of the world.
But what about Chicago?
We can Google it.
Google! When it comes to Google, we Google each other all the time. We're always friends.
She always wins, though.
He won this one.
I won one out of many.
Okay, so Sadie Roberts Joseph. Now, not a lot of people heard about this woman. I have just found out about her great work, and it is such a sad time to be a woman and an activist at this point. And it's always been that way, but it's a new world now. Things have changed, and things have seemed to have gotten worse. So, on to the story. So, basically, she was the founder and curator of Baton Rouge African American Museum, which opened in 2001. But she had, all the way up until then, was advocating for equal rights for not just black people, Hispanic people, but women. She had been through it all. She's seen it all. Now, she had rented a home to a man. And let's go find his name. Mr. Jerome. Sir, you should have stayed in jail longer. So anyhow, she rented to this guy $1,200 a month for his house. He had spent 7 years in prison for raping a child. He raped a small person. Okay? That should not be a 7-year prison sentence. That should be, like, forever.
I agree.
That should be a life sentence. That should be, you don't get out. And if you do get out, you need to not be with the rest of the populace. Like, it should not happen. So this nice woman, and he's black, it turns out, and that's what the bet was. Like, I thought it was racially motivated. He's like, nah, it's a black person. It's got to be. And I'm like, what? He sent her in a trunk. He owed her money for 3 months. And she came to collect, and he lost his temper. He murdered. He didn't murder her on the spot. Let's just get this straight. He left her in a trunk to die. She died by asphyxiation. So, my thing is, my 2 cents. Now, I went to prison when I was 19. I got in trouble a lot growing up, but it was just for stupid shit like weed. I got 15 years to life for weed. I didn't even get caught with a lot. They caught me with a little bit, but I got 15 years to life for weed, and this man gets 7 years for rape? It isn't right. So this wonderful woman who has seen and survived so many things and has fought for me, you, and everybody else gets thrown in a trunk because he owes her money, and he's a convict? 7 years? I'm sorry. I can't. So that's my tea of the day. Why in the fuck is anybody out of prison who commits rape on a child is beyond me. It's wrong. It shouldn't be. And that's my tea of the day. Now let's move on. There's other stuff. We've got other stuff. Did you want to take a crack out of this?
No, you just go ahead. Go ahead.
Zen. He's scared.
Zen. I am not scared.
Like, literally.
I am just feeling this out. She has the biggest mouth in the South, so I'm going to let her talk.
I have the biggest mouth in the South?
I listen to this shit. I just got cussed out for an hour because this equipment wasn't working.
Like, literally, we went to school together.
Yeah.
So, what the hell? Okay.
She's the boss, so.
I'm usually the boss.
She is the boss.
So, like, two necrophiliacs are walking past the morgue. One looks at the other and says, hey, you want to go in and grab a cold one?
That's her tea of the day.
That is another tea of the day, and that's the tea. So, you know, I was thinking this morning, I'm like, it's Wednesday. It's our first show.
Hump day.
Who the fuck is really listening to us? Anyway, I don't expect, like, 1,000 listeners the first week or first month. Oh, excuse me. It's been a long day. Bitch has been doing hair all day, and I'm not finished because I had to stop so we could do this.
That was also my fault.
Did it? Was it your fault? No.
I should have been here earlier.
No, I should have went and got you. We should have planned this better, but we didn't really know what we were doing, and we thought we did everything you could possibly fucking do. And apparently it's not easy. Excuse me if I sound like Rick from Rick and Morty. Okay.
Oh, man.
So, now, there's other news. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, that's when you know I dropped my pipe. So, now, we have a bunch of things going on. I'm kind of a little bit, like, torn a little bit because I'm like, I want to do the news, but I also want to, like, do nothing, but I also want to, like, do something.
Hey, we got...
But literally, we honestly decided that we'd get 60 minutes. What could we possibly fucking do? Introduce ourselves, be ourselves, fucking what? Like, we don't know. Okay, so I got a bunch of stuff. But today, officially, it is Wednesday. So I somewhat need to stick to what we kind of planned. But we're kind of going to go off plan a little bit. So it's whatever. Get some baby powder.
You got baby powder. It tastes like baby powder.
Does it? Did you say what tastes like baby
Your
powder?
Your hand tastes like baby powder.
Why are you tasting my hand, you
because
freak?
Because you fucking put it in my mouth. My mouth was open. Actually, I don't know where your hand's been either, so...
Every hand has had a dick in it you've ever shown.
Oh, man.
Not mine, no. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe, because, you know, I tuck it. All right, so I don't know if...
Inside joke nobody.
That'll be for the next segment that we have. We're going to do a bunch because there's, like, a bunch of categories, so we're going to kind of just delve in a little bit of everything because we're multifaceted, you know. Multifaceted.
Multifaceted.
So, what was her name? Nancy Pelosi. This woman, okay, so seriously, okay, so I got in trouble for tweeting. I mean, I over-tweeted. Now, when I say I over-tweet.
This girl gets kicked off of every social media site because she threatens the president, talk shit about him. I mean, you name it.
I wouldn't say threat.
Every month she's in jail for Facebook. She's on there for one day and then gets banned.
That's what made us decide to do this.
This show because, yeah, only person that really loves her is Instagram. They're the only one that don't care.
Yeah, they don't
somehow
seem to care. So, fucking thanks, Instagram, for always having my back. Let's hope that Twitter lets me on for more than 23 hours at a time. They're like, hey, you're being abusive. Fuck you. So, anyway, Nancy Pelosi, right? So I've been tweeting, and I've been tweeting the GOP. I've been tweeting Trump because I'm, like, fucking angry, and someone should be. And they're like, hey, that's enough. You're being abusive. You are banned for 23 hours. Whatever. Why tweeted Nancy Pelosi? I didn't get a reply. I didn't get a tweet back. But what I did find was a day later, she was calling out Trump for his racist tweets on the floor. So apparently that is not okay. That is against the rules. I misinterpreted the rules. So I went on, I did my investigation, and come to find out, she's speaking out against the racist tweets. So I'm tweeting her back. I'm like, but wait, he is a racist and a rapist.
This is facts.
Racist and a rapist. You got a C and a P up in there. All right. Somebody has to fucking say it. So she got in trouble, right? So I was at work when this happened. So I immediately went on, did my little investigation. And then I'm like, okay, I thought maybe she was helping Trump out a little bit. You know how everyone and all the different news stations give different stories for this, that, and the other. It's very, very difficult to find the actual truth and know what you're talking about. So me, what I like to do is I research to the bone, and I don't stop until I break the ceiling. You know, I break the ceiling on, I don't stop until I thoroughly finish. So what I've come to find that she truly is disgusted by the tweets about him saying, go back to where you came from. Now, when you go and you look at the website about the workplace and what we consider discrimination or harassment about, you know, in work or whatever that we're doing, what he said falls under that notion. Like it's discrimination of the workplace, and basically they are employees just like Trump. Trump is an employee of the United States, basically. He may have head position, but he is an employee of the people. So this does count as discrimination. So she was not allowed to speak for an entire day. So then the whole entire floor was like, hey, we're going to vote and we're going to agree. And so far, that's what I have come to determine is one side is like, but I mean, if you're going to be mad at her for her condemning his tweets about those four brown congresswomen who are born in the United fucking States, okay, for one, but you're going to be mad at her for speaking out against it, which honestly, I couldn't have been like more surprised, and I appreciate it. I really do. It is appreciated because there is nobody in there who really gives a fuck. AOC, and then there's a couple, but I mean, we really don't know what's going on, like with the dark money and, you know, some stuff coming in from Russia.
What's dark money?
Okay, so dark money basically.
Sorry to interrupt, but
no, it's a good question. A lot of people don't even know what they're reading. Okay, so I read a lot. All right, so basically, dark money is like, you know, for instance, Russian operatives or representatives coming in and lobbying through our senators and, you know, constituents that work in the House. And they allow them to change the laws a little bit or help lift sanctions. And that's what they've been doing. Now, from what I understand, the Vice President Pence, Mike Pence, I've been tweeting you, sir. You haven't answered me. I sent you an email, sir. You have not answered me. So this is the tea on Vice President Mike Pence. All right, I'm going to pull it up for you. I saved it because I knew that this would be invaluable information. Why is it going to Nikki Valentine? That's so strange. All of my stuff switched over and it's so weird. Now, I know that his brother works for Russia. Let me pull it up so I can have my words correct. From what I understand, Mike Pence basically has brother in the military, but we've got people inside working with Russia, helping lift sanctions, and the guy that got Trump to elect or pick Vice President Mike Pence was his brother. He works for Russia. He makes weapons and what have you. There are several people that are involved. It's like a very long stack of people. And that is why we are where we are today. Venezuela, how everything is now. It was all pre-done puppeteering through Vladimir Putin. Now, that being said, I don't know why we have not impeached Trump. I know it takes a long time. But I think that the reason why Nancy Pelosi really wasn't trying to, like, bring up impeachment quite quickly because of Mike Pence. Oh, Matilda. I knew, what did I say? Matilda was going to come into our show today. You going to come into the show? You going to come into Mommy's show?
It's little Maddie.
Say hi. Don't mind her. She's either with us or she's not. We don't even know. There's no way of telling. There's no way of knowing if she's here with us or not. Okay, so let me break it down for you guys. Basically, we've got people in the White House, including the first whore, I mean first lady, who are un-American. And
why are you people going to vote Trump in again? I don't know.
Here's the thing. We did not vote him in the first place.
Yes. The majority of people did.
No, they didn't. Only some of them did. The majority voted for Hillary Clinton.
Why are black people voting for Trump?
It's called brainwashing. Didn't you see the movie Get Out? No. Russia hacked our election, which helped elect Trump. Isn't that right, baby? Black?
I don't believe her. It's you.
No, it's not. There's not even that many voting for Trump, and it was unequivocal. Unequivocally... Yes.
Which means
they hacked the election. Yes. Google it. He is not exonerated. All right. So we got less than.
These people are the ones making the dumbass decisions.
No, we're not.
They voted him in.
No, they didn't. Because he's already making jokes about him hacking the election. Mitch McConnell struck down a bill to stop meddling in our elections.
Mitch McConnell.
He don't even know who that motherfucker is. Man, most of y'all motherfuckers don't even know who he is. Well, let me tell you who Turtle Man is. He's a turtle. He looks like a turtle. There is a man sending him turtle food and has been for like 2 years.
Hey, now that's funny.
He does. He has gotten richer and richer every fucking year he's been in office. He should not be reelected for any reason. His state is the poorest, one of the poorest states. She's quiet. That's all I can say. One of the poorest states in America. Lowest in education, highest in teen pregnancy, in being low income, high in poverty, just... No, we're talking like trailer parks and broken down places that have boards in the windows. And this guy's getting fucking rich. You know why he's getting rich? He's getting rich because he's getting dark money from other governments. So that way they can overthrow us. Now, we do meddle in elections. Do not get it twisted. We fucking do. That's how Venezuela happened. We helped that shit. Yes, the fuck we did. Because Russia wanted to be the number one oil producer because at the time Venezuela was. But now Venezuela has like no money and it's really bad. But they're trying to say, oh, socialism. No, that's not what socialism means. And that's not why they're like that. They're like that because we made them like that. A lot of people don't know this. We go to other countries and we steal their shit. We start wars to steal their shit. And that's what we do. And we get people riled up and happy and joining the military because they think they're making a fucking difference. And we're fighting for our freedoms. What the fuck is my freedom doing over there? I don't know. I don't know.
We argue about this shit every day, man.
This is the life. Let me tell you. I don't sleep. It is not immigrants that keep me up at night. It's fucking Trump. Trump keeps me up at night. I have a sick mom. I have a brother on Obamacare. I was on Obamacare. My daughter was on Obamacare. I would not be alive today. So fuck you, Trump. That's the tea. And that's the fucking tea on that.
Hold on. About the kids in cages.
Okay, if everybody don't know, let me tell you something. Real Christians would be lining up at the border with food, water, clothes, and helping. But no, they're not. Actually, some are trying. They are. I'll give them that. There are a large amount of people, and I want to give you guys a shout out because you're amazing. I've been watching you. They don't have really a group name. It's just a bunch of people showing up at different immigrant concentration camps with 3 Ks. Okay? Okay, they're going there. They're trying to give them food, water, diapers because they're not giving it to them. We got babies separated from their mothers. We got young children taking care of those babies. We got people drinking out of toilets. We've got people with lice. We've got people with problems. And they're running. Climate change is real. Sorry to tell you, but it's super hot over there. Their crops are not growing. They're not getting water. Cartels are taking over. People come here because they truly believe, for some reason, that America is great. And
anything
there's lots of...
Google it. Anything we say on this show, you can Google it.
Google it, I promise.
I swear
and
to God.
You know what? And he's right, and I'm glad he brought that.
Way.
He's always constantly fact-checking me, and that's...
Every
I like...
Time, there's not one time I could go online and say I'm right, except for like once.
Once, maybe twice, and it's not about political stuff. When it comes to something like
political.
This beats my ass every day. It beats on my heart every day. It beats in my head every day because I live very well for being just above poverty. And when I say just above, let me tell you, I'm on food stamps because my kid all of a sudden wants to eat everything. I don't make a ton of money. I keep putting out money. You know, I pay bills. I get my money. I pay bills. I got nothing left. You know, nothing left. My kid's in potty training pants. Let me tell you, them shits are expensive. I don't get a lot, but I live good, and it hurts me that I can go and swim in my saltwater pool and do whatever the fuck I want to do, and there's people and women and children and men in cages. This is fucking America, not Germany, but you wouldn't know the difference. To seek asylum is not illegal. It is not illegal to seek asylum. It's also a misdemeanor to cross the border. So, does that mean that every person that commits a misdemeanor on even accident should have their kids taken away? Well, I guess so. I guess that's what that means. Make America great does not mean make it white. Sorry.
I thought it was you.
Everyone thought I was kidding. That's what they want to do.
They want to make America white again.
They want it to go back to when white men had more power and more rights and could do whatever they wanted. Those times are over. I'm sorry. And hopefully, if people get out and vote, because your vote does matter. I was stupid. I did not know. I did not know how important it is to keep up with every election. And that means in your own town. Let me vote for this person because they're Democrat or they're Republican. I look at what they're doing. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care what the fuck you are. As long as you want what's good for the people. That's all I want. Socialism isn't a bad idea. Okay, but see, everything has provisos and prerequisites, and especially when it comes to healthcare, it's a very complicated thing. It is not easy. And there's a lot of things to navigate. And what we have in America that a lot of people and a lot of awesome countries don't have is we have capitalism, which allows, with the laws, because of lobbying, for your, like, Blue Cross Blue Shield. They will fuck your life up. You pay all that money. You need to use it the one time you need it. I know from experience. Oh, I'm sorry. We are not going to pay for that. And we have to drop you because you have a pre-existing condition. It ain't going to happen. And Obama tried to give us, you know, that fairness. But if you had state when Obamacare came out and things got worse for you, it wasn't because of the American Health Care Act. It's because of the people who are running your state who get free health care and get a pension for the rest of their life and get money for the rest of their life while you suffer and work two or three jobs. While you put yourself through school and make fucking zero and have very little chance of getting a job for the field you went to school for. And that's the tea.
And then she looks at me. She runs her mouth and then she looks at me to this.
Comments? Anything? All I'm saying is this. I don't know everything. I know a lot of things from experience, and I know a lot. I do read a lot. I do. I read a lot. I keep up a lot because I can't sleep. I'm scared. I'm worried. I'm sad.
Mixed emotions.
It's very mixed emotions, yes, but I'm very depressed because there are people, not only that are already citizens living in my country that's supposed to be number one, suffering. If you work jobs like I do and you need food stamps, it isn't your fault. It's America's fault. It's your government's fault. It's your boss's fault. It's capitalism's fault because that's how it works.
Is it the boss's fault, though?
My boss's fault. Listen, listen, listen. Listen, Linda. Listen, listen, listen. Okay, mira, mira. My boss, okay, I work a lot. When I clock out, it changes the time on the computer. It is not the same on that piece of paper as I saw on the screen. They take time from me. So I got to work extra.
So and why do they take time from you?
Why do they do that?
That's a good question.
I wonder why. Oh, because they're cheapskates. That's why.
I know, but isn't that against
they're them? White slave drivers. Like, I literally live in an old... I mean, live. I do live there, basically. I spend more time at work than I do with my own kid. It's not by choice. Trust me. I would rather be home than doing this. But I'm a chef, and I work three positions, and I have to close and mop and do everything, and I do it. But my boss does not give one fuck, and he takes our money, and he does it not just to me. To everybody. So, it's not just me. It's everyone.
You might need to investigate that.
Absolutely. Yes. I am going to investigate that. But right now, Miss Sen don't have another job.
Yes.
So,
yes,
I got to wait.
You gotta keep your mouth shut in America.
Yep.
You dead right.
Got to get another job before I even open my mouth on this
right.
one. So, that's the tea on that. As you can see, I'm totally like when it comes to politics. I'm somewhat of a journalist. I do things. I'm also on the up and up on a lot of girl stuff, a lot of guy stuff. But that's we got more guy stuff with this guy because he does way more than me. But we got a lot of
girl
things to talk
here,
about.
I'm not trying to be against it. I don't want to die.
He's a little scared. I mean, wouldn't you? I wouldn't want to mess with me either. Not with these armpit hairs.
Oh, my God, she did it.
We have fun.
She does not care.
No.
I don't know what's wrong with her, but...
You know what's wrong with me? I literally have given up on trying to... be what everyone wants me to be. They want to put me in this square box, and I certainly do not fit.
Yes.
I stand out like a sore thumb, even if I don't have colored hair, if my dreads aren't in, if my head's not shaved, I don't have piercings, even if I don't have tattoos, I have never fit in anywhere. So, I mean, when it comes to not fitting in, I don't give a fuck anymore. And honestly, I'm just not trying to put myself out there. Like, stop. And it don't matter, because I get so many guys wanting to fucking put their dick in me on time, even though I got hair. And I mean,
no,
I got
man.
The her. I got the her, all right? It's
don't
there.
Listen to her. She's crazy sometimes.
Don't tell them that, and they won't believe anything
they're
I said.
They're looking at you. No, they could Google all the facts you talk about, but
I bring the facts.
See,
there will be facts.
Sometimes
lots of facts.
A little.
What? A little crazy? I'm passionate as fuck is what I am. I'm a majestic bitch.
I was just told to just shut the hell up just now because I was trying to tell her to calm down. And she told me that was my biggest mistake. You know what?
It's true.
I just had to shut the fuck up.
All right, you take the mic. It's your turn.
Oh, Lord.
What Sean has to say. I gave my tea and I need more wine.
Hey.
I'm bringing the bottle.
Okay. Well, for me, let's talk about rappers. Kevin Gates has a tattoo of an NBA young boy on his arm and they consider that gay. I don't know why. If you love somebody, you can love like another guy. I don't say it's gay. There's a difference between gay love and loving somebody from your heart. So, him tattooing another guy on his arm is not gay to me. They need to leave Kevin Gates alone. He's a real rapper, and I guess they always hating on. Shout out Kevin Gates. Love you. You're my dog. I ain't hear your new album yet. I'm waiting to get it, and I don't know. Zen is the champion at this. I can't do a lot of talking. But, I'm waiting on my boy Dirty Red to call in. He's supposed to talk about the Lakers. I really feel they have a good chance of winning the NBA championship next year with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But people think that James Harden and Russell Westbrook will be the champions next year. I don't think so. I think they're both ball hogs. And what's up, baby? You wanna go? You on TV? Now you shy? You on TV? But yeah, you see how she do me though? She just ups and leaves me. she went to go handle what she had to go handle and just leaves me. It's grape juice. I'm on probation. It's grape juice.
It's fake wine.
It's grape juice.
We're pretending.
Me, I am a recovering addict, so.
Really? Are you
gonna go there? Yeah. I'm just keeping it real with the people.
Keep it real.
But I'm about a year sober, so.
That's good. So we're drinking juice.
Yeah. Juice is good. But do you think tattooing another guy on your arm is gay, if you're a guy?
No.
Okay.
It depends on who it is and what I'm tattooing.
And can a man love another man without being gay?
Yes.
Okay.
A man can love another man.
Because they're saying Kevin Gates is gay for tattooing NBA young boy on his arm because he loves him.
Who?
Kevin Gates tattooed NBA young boy, another rapper, on his arm. And they say he's gay for doing that.
Okay, so they're not boyfriends?
No.
Sure,
no, because he's a Muslim and they would kill him.
Okay, that doesn't mean shit. There's Muslim gay guys.
He's not fucking gay.
Oh my God, you're very touchy. I'm stuck.
That's my dog, Kevin Gates. You're the realest rapper alive.
Is he really?
Yes.
Than Tupac?
He's realer than Tupac.
He's the realest alive rapper.
Realest alive rapper.
Okay, we'll do that because
Tupac was real, but see, Tupac was more on black supremacy.
Was he? Black supremacy? That's going to be something we're going to talk about. What is black supremacy exactly? And let me tell
you. Okay, Kevin Gates' rap is more about real things that people, like people that do drugs, people that have any kind of problem in your life. Any kind of problem. He could rap about it. Why, thank you. That's the nicest thing she has ever done for me right
that's
here.
A lie, man.
Yesterday, and she known me for about 7 months.
Oh my God. We went to school together.
Yeah, and every day she told me how much I sucked at it. It was true. It's so true. Yeah. It's a shame. Yeah, we went to school for auto mechanics, man. Yeah. She had to show me how to do my work. And she almost stabbed me with a fork the first time I met her.
Chewing with his mouth
open. And called her white.
Oh my God, yes, this nigga called me white.
Look.
She said, this white bitch, I said, what? I got out my chair for the first time all day. I was like, seriously, what did you just say to me? I was like, you're gonna get that. Like, this is.
Yeah,
this
the
is
fork was like this close to my chest.
I did. I got up out of my seat for him. You're like, the teacher was not in the room. Sorry, Miss Delora. I love you, though.
Yeah, shout out, Miss Delora.
Shout out to Miss Delora.
Best teacher at Lake Tech.
Best teacher at Lake Tech. Fuck you, Mr. McKinney. Suck my balls. Mr. McKinney can go eat a dick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, how dare you? We'll get on to that. That's going to be one of our segments in a week or so when I feel like talking about it. I have some interesting things to talk about and news coming up on stuff that I'm going to be doing. There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit. We just decided to fucking do this.
Yeah, just for fun, yeah.
We're up at 4 in the morning. I'm like, I'm tired of getting kicked off Twitter for abusing the president. Let's start a fucking radio show.
And she just worked like 12 fucking hours, too. And we just got paused.
That's okay. It's coming back on.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're back.
Pause came back on.
There it is. Oop, there it is right there.
There it is. All right. Excellent fuel.
But, yeah. Yeah, anyway, the thing with Kevin Gates is he wants to acknowledge our good rappers while they're still alive. So that's what his way of acknowledging that NBA Youngboy is a...
Who the fuck is that?
He's another... He's a good rapper, too. NBA, NBA Youngboy, you know?
I've never heard of this person.
You need to give that some research.
I definitely will.
Well, he's a very good rapper too. I like him. I like real rappers.
I like real rappers too, but I'm like stuck in the early 90s and 80s, you know.
Oh, that's good, but these guys rap about real deal stuff that happened to people. Like if you're a real deal gangster, I mean all these people exist. If you're a real deal hooker, I mean bitches and hoes exist. If you, whatever you do, if you do it well, do it. Don't do it for free. That's what she says. Hey, you can be the
first, you last.
They got a bitch named Superhead right now. What do you think they call her Superhead? She has a whole book.
What?
Her name is Superhead. And she's rich. Because you know why? She goes around for all the basketball stars. Yeah. That's how she makes her money. Yeah. Yeah. And she wrote a book about it. Look it up. Superhead, the best dick sucker in the world, but she's rich.
Challenge accepted. I'm not gonna set the budget.
Hey, but she will, and she's gonna get living it up right now.
That's why she makes the big bucks. Shout out to you, lady. Good job.
Yeah, her last big payday was Shaq. So sorry to put you out there, big guy, but.
Wow, this is way more sports than I ever thought.
Oh yes! Oh yes!
I've been working with some big wig dudes. I've been doing massages for a lot of big name people. I can't name who they are because it's part of project. We'd also clean their house. So I too have been doing some things. I've been sucking no damn dick for NBA guy because I'd have a lot. I would be rich right now. Because I will challenge that girl. Best head ever.
You don't want to go there. Don't. No.
I would.
Do not. No.
I would.
No.
I would.
No, please don't. I feel sorry for you. No, please. No.
I mean,
just read.
So
when you read the book and then.
The book? Is that the book you read? Did you read it?
I had an audio tape. Audio
oh
book.
Oh my God! She has an audio tape of that! That's funny. This is why we did this. This is great. Somebody is going to listen to this and love this fucking shit. No one's going to watch us on this book. No, no, no. Wait. Okay, so we're at the 45 mark. We got 15 minutes left. All right. So, I've been watching this girl. We've been kind of laughing at her. We were watching her last night. It was really funny. Whoa, Vicky. Icky, and Vicky. Honey, stop.
You gotta leave the girl alone, man.
No.
Leave her alone.
Whatever you're using on your hair.
But you was right. She's the girl real, though. She can come on there. Hey, she getting,
really
she getting paid, though.
She's getting paid by ass because people making people stupid, like stupid people famous.
That's the way of the world.
I'm not used. This is not a world that I was supposed to be, like, being an adult in. I'm not happy with it. Stop. Anyway, Icky Vicky. No. Stop. Just stop. Eat some vegetables. Drink some water. Take some supplements. Whatever you gotta do, get that GED, girl, because I know you're in online school however long, how many years that takes. Girl, don't forget. Drink your drugs. Don't do school and stay in milk.
Look, man. Whatever you want to do to get paid, I'm with you. I don't judge you. I was just telling y'all about Superhead. You know, if you want to sit there and rap and you can't, yeah.
She might as well just beat herself in the face with dicks because that's all she can do. This bitch tried free.
Just don't do it for free, okay?
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
I agree. Yes.
Did you want to say something to our audience today? No? All right.
But, yeah, in the world of sports, there's a bunch of things that you don't know.
There's a lot of things.
Low-key shit, you know.
Blowjobs, hand jobs.
Oh, you know, hey, you know there's bitches that wait in the rooms when they go on the road. There's bitches in the rooms waiting on them in their hotel rooms.
Why aren't I a basketball star right now?
Yeah. They open the door and boom, there's a bitch on the bed.
I'm waiting for that. Alright? Complimentary whore on your pillow.
That's how Magic Johnson got caught up, though, I think, but I'm not going to say nothing. Wait, Dirty Red, he say he about to call in and talk some shit, so I don't know.
Well, tell him he's got 12 minutes to do so. We're going to get our first caller, hopefully.
Hopefully, if he's not a jerk.
He's even listening right now.
He's probably not. He said 1 minute he's going to call in.
Do it now. As you can see, I got my little... I would call her a short fry, but that's not the case at all.
And we need to have a segment on patience with kids because she needs help. I'm just being real with my friend here. She needs help.
We will have
so anybody that got parenting advice, please call in and help her. Okay? She needs to have patience. She barely has patience. She don't even have patience with me, her mom. She at least the kid needs some sort of patience, you know. I'm not putting you out there. You're a good mom. I'm not going to lie.
I would have eaten my baby already.
She spends good money on her child. I'm not going to lie.
I spend a lot of money. Sometimes I really want to eat the baby.
Like right now, she's so mad right now. She wants to cuss, but she's just going to play it off because I told her if she does anything, it's 25 to life without the possibility of parole.
Actually, I anticipated her coming in here.
She did, though.
Yeah, I knew she was going to come. That's fine. Sometimes it just makes me mad. I work a lot, and I'm tired, and she knows what she's doing. She's very smart. She gets into my phone. She buys games. She does whatever she wants. She can get through my face recognition and my code, so I mean,
that means you ain't denying that, child.
It's not normal. She's very smart. So, I mean, I get very aggravated with her when she doesn't, like, she does what she wants, throws stuff everywhere, screams if I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, bitch, I'm fucking tired.
It's a baby.
She's a baby, yes, but she's a baby that's 4 feet tall and can spend my money on the internet.
And she has a mean layup, too.
Yeah,
finger roll, man.
Like,
like.
No, I love my kid. She has autism, but it's very difficult being a single parent. So if you're a single mom out there, or you're a single dad out there, and you got an autistic kid that's driving you crazy, I'm right there with you. That's all right, my friend.
What?
Best grape juice
ever. Ever. Put that thing away. There's children.
There's a child present.
You going to jail. I'm going to be there to bail you out, though.
At least one time.
It may be every time. I need you.
I need it.
She is needed. I don't know what I would do with myself these last 6 months. She wasn't around. I'd be lost right now. I'd probably be back in jail. I'm not going to lie to you. I know, I guess not. I told him to hurry. You got, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Don't you lose.
Speaker. He ain't gonna answer the damn phone. Oh.
No.
She calling you. She hung up on him. Oh, man.
No, it was his message. It wasn't even
him. Oh, he had a message? That bitch got a message? Man, he never has a message. Oh, Lord, he forwarding. He ain't finna call. He's a jackass. Probably a hater. Hey, put it. You see that thing, man? Chop it right the fuck off, man. What? How the hell are you born with one of those things? What the hell is that? A kiss.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Now, if you want to call in, it is 323-870-3307. Feel free to call. You can only call during your segment. Any other time, it probably will not work.
No.
But there'll be more stuff. We're going to be playing around with it, kind of exploring ourselves. I will be bringing more news. There's a lot of news that isn't being
talked about
because other stuff is being talked about. But I'm going to save that for Wednesdays. We have other days where we can just do whatever the fuck we want. The FCC gives us freedom because we're internet radio. So, stay tuned, though, because we're going to end up on AM radio here soon. If everything works out to how we like it and we have fun with it, then we're going to keep doing it. Okay, I don't care.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's all right.
I think it's fucking awesome. And we can do live stuff. We can do all kinds of shit. And it's just really fun. I have a great time. The getting set up part, we thought we did everything we needed to do.
It was too easy. I told her, though. It was too easy.
Yeah, but when we brought his computer into it, because we had to use it, my laptop is shite and just not going to handle both of us at the same time. And my headphones, I came in with my microphone, was not what I needed. So I got to get the other piece. But don't worry. We'll have more stuff for you.
90 today. Seconds.
Yeah, we...
That's not even... Remember, we were late. So that's what it says.
Oh, 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow, because we were 3 minutes late. Yeah, sorry. We were 3 minutes late, guys, I'm trying to get started. But now you're trying to get an idea of what we're trying to do. We're just people trying to do stuff.
Because
we're fucking bored. I mean, I have cars and cooking and shit like that.
Oh, now.
Now
he wants to call in. Bro, we got 90 seconds left on the air. What the hell? Yeah, we online. She called you.
Yeah, but he should have called
you. We're on speaker right now.
Yeah, you done gave me a number to call motherfucking California. They talking about, hey, I can't even call. Bitch, I ain't got no goddamn minutes. I'm just dirty. Bitch.
I must have get. She gave me the wrong number then. Cause The 323-870. We got 10 more seconds on the air, G. Huh?
Oh, I did not know that it was going to be so hard for him to call. You should have him just call on your phone.
That's the tea for today.
And that's the tea. Thanks for tuning in.
OG.
Yeah, you're right.
Man. Hey, it's over, bro.
We got it on Instagram.
That was good, but just have him call your cell phone so it's easy
for
him.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, that'll be good, because no one would know the difference.
I mean, you can't do that, but I will. After my six more classes are.
So.